This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watson Needs, and I'm here, my boy, Jack.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm not here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Pillow Talk. But I am here with our friend Katie. Katie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Neebs. Glad to be here.
Thank you for taking over for Jazz. Jazz is at a conference in Austin or Dallas or something, but we're gonna take over for him. And Katie has done a great job on the 2-3 episodes that she's been on. We love having her on, and she always has some great insights. So we can't wait to talk to you guys about The Bachelor with Katie.
Yay! It was an action-packed couple episodes.
I know. It was pretty fun. I love the way they start off the show with like something that happened in the show, and they just show it in the beginning, and then you have to figure out like how it happens. Because the beginning, they talk about, hey, okay, let's ask some questions. And she goes, yeah, when was the last time you had sex? And I'm just like, what? And this man goes, by myself.
I want to no.
That was so awkward. That was I love how they start off the episode with the most awkward scene in the episode. And then they go back to actually the beginning of the episode. And then you have to work your way back to that scene. I like this style. I thought that's pretty funny. It keeps it interesting. What is your thought about that?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I like that he said that. I was just like, because, okay, here's the thing. Like, I listened to, like, some podcast that said, like, this the girl Susan that looks like, oh, my daughter's gonna join. Great topic. Just kidding. You know how Susan, the Kris Jenner one, or Chris,
yeah,
her name, she said like they make Gary look so like wholesome, but like he would like make all these like private part jokes, if you will. And like,
wow.
So I feel like him saying that, I was like, oh, this is actually him. Like they're actually showing his like weird kind of like crass side, and I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. They said that he did mention his shoe size quite a lot, which is awkward. So I do remember them saying that. But we do know that he told Leslie that he is in love with her. And he said Teresa made him feel safe and warm. I'm like, oh, that's not a good look. That's not a good look, saying you're in love with one person, but the other one is safe and warm. That's not a good look. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. They just are making it look like the whole time, like that he's not gonna like that he's not that into Teresa. But then he like then something happens. Like he's all like cryptic, like saying like she knows how I feel about her. We had such a good night. And you're like, wait, he likes her. This is Cora, by the way.
Hey, Cora.
So appropriate for a 10-year-old to be watching this stuff.
Wait, is she named after the Avatar show? Cora?
No, but I watched that show.
It's a cool show. I love that show.
It's an awesome show.
Yeah, you have a cool name.
It's not the, it's not spelled the same way.
It's fine. Yeah. It doesn't matter. At least it sounds the same.
But I just, I'm like, I keep, I don't know. I'm so confused about who he's picking because he, I don't know. I'm so anyway, what was your question? Yeah, I just think it's like the whole season. You're like, he's not going to pick Teresa. Not, and now she's in final two. And I'm like, what's going on here? Is he going to pick her? Because you
I thought it was Faith. I thought it was going to be Faith the whole time. I was like, right? There's no way it's not Faith. And then when he doesn't pick her, I'm like, yo, this show is broken. Like, I don't understand. They got us.
I do not understand that.
He told Faith in front of her family that he loved her. And Teresa, he couldn't even say that he loved her. But yet he picked Teresa over Faith. And that is wild.
What is actually going on?
I think they just did it to, like, psych us out, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's just playing the game. He's letting the producers manipulate us.
Yes. What do you think?
They did something fake in the hometowns that made him like, gonna pick.
Oh, okay. They faked us out in hometowns.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea. They could have faked that whole thing with the family. Yeah.
I just felt so bad for Faith on that women tell all. Oh, wasn't everyone crying? I was.
I feel like they may have set her up to be the next Bachelorette because they put her in a good position. And honestly, like, I'm surprised he didn't pick her. It's wild that he didn't pick her.
There's something going on that's weird. Like, whoever wins, Leslie or Teresa, like, watching them embrace, you're just like,
yeah.
Really want to pick me? I don't know.
I don't see the chemistry between him and Teresa. But I do see the chemistry between him and Leslie. So we'll see. But they go on this cool date. They're in Costa Rica, Pura Vida. I don't know if you've ever been to Costa Rica. It's amazing.
No, I want to go now.
Oh, I highly recommend. It's cheap. It's not that expensive. And it's so cool. I think for like $100, you can do like 4 adventures, which is like canyoneering, which is like the waterfall rappelling that he does, horseback riding, ATVs, and a volcanic mud bath. I did all 4 of these for $100.
Stop lying to me.
No, I'm not lying.
And it's so beautiful. Like everything about it looks so pretty.
Yeah, there's a volcano where they are called Volcano RNL. And basically the lava that comes down like heats this like mud, and you like put the mud all over your body, and then you take a shower and your skin like glows afterwards. It's amazing. Yeah,
dude, we gotta do that.
Yeah, I highly recommend Costa Rica. It's one of the best places, and it's super cheap. It's not a expensive flight. I think it's like stops off in Miami and then boom, you're there.
I just thought poor Leslie to get that date, that looked so scary.
She was very scared. They always put the person who's afraid of heights on those dates, I think, to like trauma bond them together.
But I was surprised she was so scared because she seems like this huge adventurous, like dated prince and like dances and like craziness. Like, but I guess that doesn't always equate to like heights. But I was just surprised she was so scared.
Well, I think the thing is like something like ziplining, you're kind of like strapped in and you kind of just go from one point to another. When you're doing canyoneering, which is basically like rappelling off waterfalls, you're in control of the thing the whole time. So basically what happens is you have a brake on this hand and you're holding on this hand. So you have to let go with your brake hand and then you go down. So it's all up to you how fast you go down and how fast you stop. So if you're not very confident in your skill, it could be really scary. So I can see why she was scared.
So it was cool that Gary seemed so, I don't know. I felt like, did you, maybe this is a stupid question, but like, I felt like when they got on the date, he was almost insinuating that he had already done it. Like that, like he, like, does he go, I don't know, maybe he'd done it before, but he was acting like he just did it the day before and he was going to like guide her through it. And then he acted like, so like guiding her. It was like, did you really do this?
I don't know. But what I do know is that when Gary went down, he went down like the nice path and poor Leslie went through the waterfall and she's getting drenched and she's going through the waterfall. What? I felt so bad. Like, why is she getting drenched? And he's like on the other side, all safe and sound.
Oh my God. And like, I don't know, the moment with them afterward, they both just looked so like naked. And I was like, this is too, and they were like whispering to each other. I'm like, can you stop like filming this? It was a lot.
Yeah. It got very awkward. There was a lot of jokes that they made about what was it? The thermostat, the temperature on the thermostat. I was like, I couldn't.
69.
Yeah, that was bad. Why? That was, I don't know why they're doing that. This show was so wholesome up to like this point, and it was nothing but crass joke after crass joke after crass joke.
Well, and I'm just okay, like, when she met up with him at the beginning, they were complimenting each other's outfits, and she's like, yeah, can't believe they found shoes to fit your big feet. Yeah. I was like, oh God.
Oh my God. It is very, very awkward. I was like, I don't know why they're doing this. I don't want to think about old people this way. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, this, like, but sometimes, like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, the scene with them in the water, I was like, I need to turn my head. Like, I can't.
I couldn't watch it. I was like, it was pretty funny. Yeah, and then they have the discussion where he goes by myself, and he's like, well, I'm going to ask you a real question. And his real question was about, like, where they would live. And this question made me, like, a little nervous because I don't think he got the answer he wanted, but he kind of, like, was like, well, you said we'll figure it out, and that's the magic words. And I'm just like, ooh, will you figure it out? Because she's not 100% in on living in Indiana. She wants to be bi-coastal or bi-Midwestern or whatever it's called.
I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to answer that. I don't know if I'd believe somebody if I just met them. I don't want to jump ahead, but like the fact that he didn't know Teresa's like profession, like,
yeah,
if you just met this person, you've been on a few dates, like, and then someone's like, I'll absolutely move to Missouri for you, I'd kind of be like, oh, let's date first. So I almost feel like there's not a winning answer, but hers was probably better because it's like, yeah, I want to date you. We'll see. I don't know. It depends what you're looking for, I guess.
Yeah, I'm very curious too. But
like, what would you want to hear?
I would want to hear someone who would want to move. that would be okay. The easiest thing to hear, right? But like, I'm definitely open to like somebody compromising. Like, there's always a compromise somewhere. Like, yeah. I remember I was seeing somebody who was a doctor, and, you know, they were in residency, and I was like, yeah, I can spend 4 years in Arkansas if I have to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like temporary-ish.
Right. Yeah. Because it's temporary-ish. And I was like, okay, I can put up with this for like a little while. But it's not something I, you know, want my kids place where I want my kids to grow up. Right. I want them to grow up with a place with a little more diversity where they feel a little bit more safe. But
how far is Minneapolis from Indianapolis? Is it like, I mean, if it's like 4 hours, maybe, but if it's like 8, that's hard, I guess.
I think it's 8. Minneapolis is far. Minnesota is pretty far. Cause I think you got to go past Wisconsin. And like, I think Wisconsin itself is like a couple of hours.
Okay. I just don't know what the answer is, but I think she did it. It seemed like he was okay with it, but it's like, it all depends on, was he going to pick her? Is he going to pick her? I don't know.
He should have asked these questions earlier because like, you can't be down to the final two and them both not want to move. Like, that's just, and if that's a deal breaker for you, bro, you played this wrong.
I guess that's what happened with Faith. I mean, she said on that date, like, yeah, I won't move. And he was probably like, God, I really love her, but like, I can't move either. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. He bought this house for him and his wife, and now he wants someone to move in and live with them, man. So I don't know. I get it that he's really attached to his house, but I don't know. But like, when you're old, you can easily be bi-coastal. You can, like, people move to Florida all the time and they'll spend half their what you call winters there. So I can see that happening.
I can too. I don't know. I think it was the right answer, I think, but I don't know. Yeah. I can't read him. Yeah. He's so like, yeah, that's great on everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. Then Gary goes with Teresa, and they're on a horse, and he completely ignores her. He doesn't even talk to her while they're on the horse. And Teresa's like, I guess he's just really focused on not falling off the horse, or maybe he's got a lot of stuff on his mind. What do you think it was? Do you think he's got a lot of stuff on his mind, or he just didn't want to fall off the horse?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think, neither. What do you think? Well, I think the way he was talking was like he got zero sleep with Leslie and, you know, they did all their thermostat stuff. And then, like, he's talking like he went straight to the date. Like, you would be dead. And so I just think he was like needed a day in between. Jeez.
You're right. That makes so much sense. They should totally have a day in between.
I mean, right? Why not? Like, get a nap, have a couple drinks, sit by the pool. Like, I don't know, go rappelling again by yourself. I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a lot.
No, he's a 72-year-old man. He needs a day to recuperate. I would need a day to recuperate.
I mean, so yeah, I think he just was like still super wrapped up in Leslie and was like, what do I have to do again?
At least they didn't do that thing where the girls have to stay in one hotel room and then they pick one girl and then they make the other one go the next day. And
okay, I wish they had done that. Oh my God. I wish it was Faith, Leslie, and Teresa just in one room. Like the one they did Hannah and Madison. Oh my God. Yeah. Hannah, Madison, and Victoria. That was like the best TV ever.
That was the tension could be cut with a knife. It was so funny.
And then, okay, I don't want it to go on too much. Yeah, but like when Hannah was like, you're not going to do it. Like, you got to play the game. I don't know. It was best TV.
It was, that was classic TV. Oh, man.
You're right. That would have been bad if they had put them in the same place. You're right. You're right.
So here's the thing, right? They have their day. They do their whatever overnight. Here's the thing. She says, I love you. And then he goes, and you know how I feel. And I'm like, okay. And then he goes into his interview and he goes, I told her that I loved her. And I was like, okay, then why didn't you just tell her that? Why did you go, and you know how I feel? That was a bizarre answer.
Okay. Here's why I'm so confused who he picks. I just feel like this whole season, maybe he is with Leslie and like really loves her and that's his person and this has been real. But I feel like what makes me think maybe he chooses Teresa is like, He's just checking all the boxes with like the whole game. And then with Teresa, he's like not doing things according to script. So I'm almost like, is he psychologically like, well, this is a real relationship, so I'm going to keep it private? Or is he just not as into her? I don't know. He's messing.
I can't tell either. That's really, really interesting.
He said, told her he loved her. And then she seemed, oh my God, her outfit when they said goodbye. What?
Yeah.
I was like, no, it was cute, but it was like, damn, Teresa. Like,
I know.
She looks 16. I mean, great. Good for
her. I know. It's really funny. But also, like, Teresa had that issue with, like, there was problems going on with her and Katie. And then it left a bad taste in Gary's mouth a little bit. So I don't know if he's like completely over that or like he's like, oh, I don't care about that anymore. So I don't know. So that's why I'm just like, is Teresa the right one? Because Leslie has been unproblematic throughout the entire show. So has Hope. And like Teresa is the one that had fights.
I do too.
Yeah.
I like them together.
Yeah. Same. I don't know about Teresa seems really nice. And I really like her, but she is like good in small doses. I feel like she might get annoying.
What were you gonna say?
I feel like Teresa got bonus because she got the first one-on-one, and they were the first ones to.
Oh yeah, first one-on-one's a big deal.
Yeah, that is true. She did get the first one-on-one, and she's been here for the whole time. She's probably got the most screen time actually. Now that I think about it. Because she's been in all the dramas, she's been on a couple of dates, and she's been on the hometowns.
Oh, and she, that first episode, the limo night, she got like a birthday cake and the first makeout.
Oh yeah, she did get the first makeout. Wow, you're right.
Well, on screen, who knows when it happened. Yeah. Okay, there, most episodes I've just like not loved her at all. But this episode, I mean, anytime they talk about their career, I know it's so like stupid that like I wish they did it more because it's like anytime they do it, I'm like, tell me more. So I thought it was cool, like her talking about her career. I just thought it was like so bizarre. You're about to propose to someone supposedly and you just found out what they did for work. Like that's huge. That's like a huge part of someone's life.
Yeah, that is really strange. I loved her story, though. She was like, yeah, I was just like, you know, at home and I bought one stock, then I bought another, and then I became a day trader. I was like, what? Okay, Wolf of Wall Street.
I know, like, show me your portfolio. Give me some tips. Like, what?
I know. And then she like, yeah, then I needed insurance, so I got a real job. I was like, facts.
Okay, so facts. She's saying, I was so fascinated by that. Was she saying her husband wanted her to get health insurance because he was paying out of pocket? So then she picked like a stock that was doing well and called them up to like get a job or something. Yeah. That's cool.
That is really cool. She's like, yeah, I bought a lot of stock in you guys. So why don't you hire me? That's cool, man. She has grit. I respect the hustle.
Because if like your stock's growing, then obviously the company may be growing and maybe stable. Like, that's freaking brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know. They gave her the job and she said she was competing with like people much younger than her who had related degrees and she got the job. And I'm like, good for her, man. She's in Jersey too. I wonder if I can get a job.
Well, if she moves to Indiana, her job's open.
So. Her job's open. She probably makes more than me. So
she must make money. Cause I like I think he goes, wow, like you're someone who relies your stuff together. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
She's in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, which is near like the Jersey Shore. So the Jersey Shore is pretty expensive. You gotta have some cash to live down there.
Wow, good for Teresa. I know Leslie is like some sort of dance instructor. I guess that's her.
Yeah, Zumba. She teaches Zumba.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is why she's in incredible shape. Like she has a six pack, and I'm just like jealous. That's insane.
Oh my gosh, did you see? They both did like, I mean, Hooju. Like they both did the Hooju, but yeah, Teresa was like sprinting like a track star. She was like, pretty impressed.
So to our audience, can you explain to them what a Hooju is? I don't think people know what that is.
It's a hug jump.
Hug jump, right? Where you kind of just like cradle the person, like they just jump into your arms like a baby.
Yeah. Like, Cora said ankle lock. You have to like run and then straddle them and then lock your ankles behind and then make out and then do the dismount.
Oh, wow. That's like an Olympic sport right there.
It is.
That's so funny. I don't know. So what do you think is going to happen next week when they meet the family? They meet his family.
Okay. He said on a podcast, he did this interview with Jared Fried. I don't know if you ever watch his stuff. He's a comedian. He said like, he had an inkling of like what he was going to do, and his daughters, without him prompting it or telling him anything, they noticed the thing that he like was suspecting, and kind of because they kind of were like, hey, I noticed blah, blah, blah. He was like, okay, I did too. And that like, and that makes him pick. And then on the previews, one of the daughters, like, is she really ready? So like, I don't know who that would be. Honestly, I don't know, but like, I don't know. I think the daughters are going to play like a massive role in his choice.
Yeah. They seem very opinionated.
I know. One of them looks just like the mom. I feel like she's so like their dark curly hairs. So.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
He has two daughters, right? Cause he had two daughters and then two grandkids and like all girls maybe.
Yeah. They're all girls. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. It seems like they're going to be, they're going to have I just hope they don't make them come off like awful. Cause they always try to make one of the family members be like really interrogating the person. But I feel like it doesn't always come. I don't know if it'll come off good if it's a younger person doing it to an older person. I feel like the dynamic is off and it'll make them look bad if they do that.
They'll probably make, you know how those kids threw their grandma Teresa under the bus? They'll probably make Gary's grandkids throw the two women under the bus.
That's so funny that they do that. That would be hilarious.
Like, what did they do that? Selfie. I felt so bad for Teresa.
I thought it was worth it. They said she's lonely. She's over all the time.
Okay. So that was, okay, this is stupid, but like they like she's over every day is what the daughter said, but she also works full time. But I guess she just go over after work maybe.
Yeah, he probably goes after work, right?
So or maybe works from home. I don't know.
That's possible too.
Here it is.
Everybody works from home these days. So I don't know. But he also seems to be upset because he was like, if I knew I was going to hurt someone this much, I wouldn't have been on the show. And I feel like the person he hurts is going to be Teresa because, I don't know, my memory might be playing tricks on me, but I remember him talking to Teresa in a promo where she's sitting down crying and he has to explain to her. And she is like saying, hey, I thought it was going to be me. And like, maybe I dreamed this up, but I could have sworn I saw this promo.
You probably did. Like, I believe you. I don't remember that, but I believe you. And I could have sworn I saw a promo long before Faith like got let go. But I thought I saw a promo where like clearly Faith like self-eliminates. Like Faith was like, I no longer can do this anymore. Like I have to leave. But I guess they fooled us. I don't know.
I don't know.
The whole time I thought he was going to always want to pick Faith and then she was going to self-eliminate. But that would totally not what happened. They fooled me.
No, they definitely fooled us. I don't know. We'll see. But that's the end of the Golden Bachelor. So let me do the intro and we can start talking about Bachelor in Paradise, which is the real problematic one.
Because you never seen it. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Lee, a.k.a. Watch the Lee, and I'm here, my boy, Jack.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And we're back, guys. Welcome to Salam Nerds. And Jazz isn't here right now, but we're here with the lovely Katie. Katie, are you ready to go into Bachelor in Paradise?
I think so.
All right. All right. So this episode starts off with Olivia getting a date. And everyone's really excited for her. So she gets a date. And then she's in the promo saying, hey, I'm going to get a ring on this finger. I'm going to be Mrs. And then she doesn't know the guy's name.
She's the best. I love her.
Olivia has great commentary this season. Like this whole season, she has the best lines. So I think she's really fun. But she gets into so much drama. She went from sucking toes to just dating half these guys. I don't know. What are your thoughts about Olivia and Michael and their date?
Well, I just love Olivia this whole season. She's so cool, and she's so cool on social media about it. And she's just, yeah, she's so fun. I really thought because they were pushing, like they kept previewing and teasing that everyone wants Olivia to go on the date. He's going to pick Olivia. Olivia's single. I'm like, he's not going to pick her. I thought he was going to pick Mercedes because they had a little chat. Yeah. So I was like, I think. This is so pathetic. I was like crying when he picked her. I was so happy. I thought, because I love her so much. I just thought he wasn't going to pick her because they teased it so much. So, yeah. And I liked the date. I thought it was really cute. Like, I'm glad I liked him on Charity Season. So I think it's cute that he's like, you know, getting some screen time and stuff like that. So I like their date.
Yeah, their date was cute, so I wasn't really mad at that. And then we see a bunch of scenes with Kat, and Kat and John Henry are talking. These people don't seem like they have anything in common. He likes heavy metal and likes to go on mosh pits, and she's like, nope, no thank you. And I'm just like, Kat, who are you kidding? You don't like this man. There's no way.
It's like an easy, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they're like happily together and whatever now, but like, it's just like, she just wants to stay like on the beach, win. And she's so pretty. And I just hate her personality.
I know.
For showing us. It makes me
I said that to Jazz. I'm like, Jazz, like, I can't get over how pretty she is, but how nasty she comes off on the show. I'm just like, it's so hard for me to like put the two together.
Every little thing, like when they were doing that, what's the thing called? When they were doing the
truth box. Yeah.
And they just, someone like bashes, I think it was Tyler. And I don't know if they cut it this way or it was real. And they go, Kat, how do you like the truth box? She's like, I love the truth box. And then she's like, when it's good about me, I'm like, that's so mean. They just did something mean to Tyler.
Yeah. That was very interesting. And then two new guys come to the beach, Jordan and Taylor. And Jordan is from Rachel's season, and he asked out Rachel. And basically, he was Rachel's first pick. They go on this date, and she eliminated him, which was wild. And that was strange, because Tanner gave her a rose. But he never explained why he gave her the rose. So she's over here thinking, oh, it's a friendship rose. And then people are like, no, it's not a friendship rose. I think he likes you. And she's all confused. But she goes on this date anyways. And she goes out with Jordan. She seems to really like Jordan. And they're making out. They're doing this tantric yoga. And then they're like coupled up. But then she goes back and she starts talking to Tanner. And now she's making out with Tanner. And I'm just like, this is messy.
I know. I was really mad. Like, I want to like Rachel, and I guess I do, but I didn't like what she did to Jordan on this episode. It was so like, you already dumped him. He's nicely taking you on another date. And then you, like, you're screwing him over again. I feel so bad for him. He seems so nice.
Could you imagine going on a show, the girl seems to be really into you, to give you the first impression, Rose. She takes you out on a date, and then she dumps you, and then you're done. And then you have a chance to be back on this island and the beach, and you can date anybody you want, and you decide to give the girl who dumped you a chance. And then the date goes really well, but she decides to dump you for the guy who gave her the rose a night before. Like, it's a bad look. It's.
I think, okay, I had this thought. I gotta think if I can like express it. Like, okay, she really liked Tino on her season, obviously, because she picked him and got engaged to him. He would like call her out. Remember multiple times on the season, he would be like, I really think you should do this, or you really hurt my feelings if you did this. He was kind of like hard on her, and she loved it. And so when her and Tanner, we're having their conversation. He said something where I'm like, oh, she's going to get so mad. She died. She was like, oh my God, I love this. This is the best thing I've ever heard. Because what did he say to her? He was like, I really think you haven't even given this a shot. Like, you really haven't even tried. And I really think you start trying it. With the way he said it. And when she loved it, I go, oh, that's how Tino was. Like, calling her out.
That's what she liked. That's what she's into. And then Taylor is too nice of a guy. He was kind of just giving into everything she wanted. Yeah, they are very much opposites. So it makes sense.
Who knows? I don't know what's going on with her, Needs. I don't. But I like watching her.
Yeah. So other than that, Aaron and Eliza have a conversation where he asked her to be his girlfriend. So they're going strong.
Aaron.
I like them too. Even though it was a little sketchy when Charity came down the island and you're like, that was problematic. I was like, oh no.
He was like, what had happened was I went out with this girl in December and then we broke up in January. And then the other girl and Eliza's like, what?
Yeah, like all these timelines. I feel like that meme with Charlie from Always Sunny, where he's got everything posted. That's what he's trying to explain. Oh man. And then they do the truth box again, and he goes like, Tyler, everyone knows you're not really into Mercedes. Stop playing her. Which I thought was really interesting, because this is where Mercedes starts to unravel a little bit, and she starts going, what the hell's going on? Is he playing me? And then Evan and Kylie go on a date with Peter and Sarah, I believe, and they have like an abs contest where you got to feel everyone's abs and know which one is your with your guy's abs. And then they also had a twerking competition. Now, this is wild, because I tell people I watched this show, I think like a few months ago, called MILF Manor. It is the worst show. It is so trashy, but there was this one scene where they put these guys in front of like a cutout of a circle, and it's just their abs, and the moms have to touch all the abs of the young men, and the mom has to pick out which abs are her son's. It's so gross. So this kind of reminded me of that, but a little less problematic and a little less incestual.
Oh, you gotta talk about problematic. You gotta watch a show called Naked Attraction. Have you heard about it?
I have heard about this. Someone told me about it. It's like on HBO or something.
Yes.
Yeah, someone told me about this. And I was just like, this can't be real.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
And I heard they don't even blur stuff out. It's crazy.
Mm-mm. Anyway. But I liked when Kylie goes, is this a child? I was dying. That's it was so just someone funny. With like not a six pack, and he was like, is this a child? It was like a grown man. I felt bad for him, but
whatever. That's so funny. Speaking of grown, not a grown man. How about Jess, who can't even throw a frisbee? oh my god! I was like, she is a child, and they went after her really, really hard at that roast about being a young child.
Oh, the roast. I'm still not over it. How mean they were.
Yeah. So this is what happened. Katie Thurston comes down. Everyone's like, and she's like, I'm single and I'm here to date. And then she asked Blake out and everyone's like, why is Katie Thurston here? Also, it's really weird because Katie Thurston did not get the same like cheers that Charity got when she came down or somebody else. Like, it was very awkward when Katie came down and nobody kind of like paid attention to her. And then no one laughed at her jokes.
No, it was really so cringy that she just, I don't know. It wasn't, I get why she likes getting gigs. And like, if I were her, I would want the gigs and I'm sure she got paid well, but like the transition into the stand-up was like so icky.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
And then Blake's just sitting there like, did we really just have that deep, like, life-changing conversation, like talking about our past love, and just, and I, maybe it was a long time, who knows, but production, but like go straight into like the cheesiest dad joke comedy. I was like, this poor guy, he was just sitting there like, what?
Yeah, what did she say? She was saying something about like, oh, I wanted to come down on the beach, but just like in our relationship, Blake came first.
Like, that's just stupid. And I don't even, it's just,
no one laughed. The funniest part was no one laughed. That was the funniest part.
Oh, I love Jess's face during all this. She's like,
yeah, Jess was not having it. It was very uncomfortable for her. And she starts crying and she just really gets like into her own head. And then, yeah, let's talk about the roast. So the roast was insane. Let's see what happened. Let's see.
Some people said funny things. I think Olivia had some things that were like really funny.
Yeah. They said that, what's this? They said there were a lot of jokes about Sam being young, which
Jess being young.
Yes, Jess being young. And someone made a joke about Sam about her poop and said, Kat is full of shit. So she should have had the same situation.
Okay, that was really good. And then just everything they said about Rachel, when they did the impression of Rachel,
that was funny,
amazing, because she always says truly on truly, to be honest. And I love that they said it. But then when they started, like, when Tanner, who freaking just professed his love to her, was like, we heard there was a bachelorette coming, but we were pissed it wasn't Gabby. I was like, how is that funny in any way?
That was pretty mean, because she says that, like, that's definitely one of her insecurities, because they put these two girls, they pit them against each other. And on her season, that was one of her insecurities. And then you go ahead and you say that right before you start making out with her, because that's just a bad look, bro. That was not, I don't know. That was, if anyone else said it, I would have been like, all right. But like, dude, you're literally going after this girl. Why would you say that?
It was so mean.
That was really mean. That wasn't
roasty. That was like very cruel.
Yeah, I think that was pretty mean.
Some of the Jess jokes were kind of funny, but then it got to be too much.
I think like the ones that were funny were the ones that were really poking fun at Blake more than they were at Jess. Like the ones where she says, it's no wonder he went after baby Jess. He used to make me call him daddy. And I was like, okay, fine.
That was actually hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, okay, fine. Because the joke is, at the expense of Blake, not at the expense of Jess. That's how you do comedy. Yeah. You punch up, you don't punch down.
I like the jokes. I know they were a little bit cheesy, but I did like the Jesse and Wells. Like, I like how they called Wells like bitter, like something else.
Yeah.
Kind of is
like
bitter.
His drink.
And Jesse, like, Jesse was so cute about how he took the roast. He was like such so good natured.
They said he looked like a thumb, and he was like, at least I look like a thumb with great hair.
I loved it. He does look like a thumb.
Yeah, that is so funny. They made a lot of jokes about Kat's Botox, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yes. And she seemed to take it well, but then somebody said she wasn't taking it well. I don't know what to say. But how do you tell? Because a lot of Botox. I don't know.
You know what I think? That's so funny because a lot of Botox. But I actually think there were more jokes and they were worse and they didn't get on air because some of them were really, really hurt. And I feel like for them to be that hurt, they must have been some really, really bad jokes.
It was so unnecessary and cruel.
There was one line where Olivia goes, you both, Kaylee and Kat, you've both taken my man. So I just have a question for you. How do I taste?
That was good. I did like that a lot, actually.
Oh, man. That was wild. So Kat, Jess, and a few other people's feelings were really hurt.
Rachel's. I would have loved to hear what they said about Sam. I like, so I wrote down that the three people I love on this season are Olivia, Brayden, and Sam's wardrobe.
Yeah.
We're close.
Brayden has like complete 180. They got me rooting for this guy. I hated him on his season. Now I love him.
Yeah. He's really fun to watch.
He's fun to watch, and he's really nice to everybody. And he's not like, and I actually felt bad for him after what happened with Katie, with not Katie, Kate, Kat.
Oh yeah, Kat. And I actually really liked, like, I know he was going for Rachel, and they had this awesome date, and it was really cute. But I kind of liked that he immediately went out with the new girl Becca because it was like kind of showed like he wasn't really there for like followers or fame because he went after this random girl just because he was like attracted to her. So I thought it was really, that endeared me to him.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's for sure. And then he pierced somebody's ear, which I'm like, who brings a piercing gun to the beach?
Yeah, like how did they have antibiotics or like numbing? Like that's really scary.
Someone said that you could be an assistant manager at Claire's, which I thought was funny.
Okay, that was actually the most hilarious one. I liked it.
Yeah.
And he did it really well.
Yeah. The guy took it more well than the girl, but I think the girl's got it a lot worse.
I like the skit with Avon and Tanner and the impersonation of Rachel. I was hoping I wanted to see them do more impersonations. Like somebody could have done a great impersonation of Blake. Like,
yeah,
they really could have, like with the Canadian accent and stuff.
Yeah, they definitely could have. I just don't know why Tanner did that to Rachel, because that was the worst joke. And that was probably the one that like hurt someone's feeling the most. Like she's legit having a panic attack over it.
Said to her, you've had it so rough. You've had it so rough. You've really had a rough journey. Like, you already know this. And that's why. Because she was on a bachelorette with another girl. Like, what?
Tanner's no good, man. Tanner's no good. That was too much.
I was mad that he didn't pick Davia. I wanted to see Davia for the rest of the time.
I know. Davia was gorgeous. I don't know.
Cool, me too.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's the end of this episode. This show is going by pretty fast, and I think like the show is almost over. Who do you think is going to make it?
I mean, I guess Kyle and Avon, because I see like he's still like seems like he's really supporting her online.
Yeah.
And stuff. I guess Eliza and Aaron. I don't know. I think Kat and John Henry.
I don't know about that. I don't see them going to mosh pits together.
No, not like I think they'll end the show together, and then on the reunion they'll be like, "We broke up."
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I could see that happening. Yeah.
Who else do we have? I think maybe Olivia and Michael might like break up before they have to like go to the
I always feel like the couple that gets together the latest never makes it.
You're right.
They never make it. It's usually the couple who's been like together since day one are the ones that make it. So like Aaron, Eliza, and then Kaylee, and Evan, I believe, are probably the ones that are going to make it. I don't see anyone else making it.
I'm going to call John Henry and Kat. I just think.
All right. We'll see.
Up there.
You might be right. I feel like she's completely using John Henry. I don't think she likes him at all. I think because she pretended to like Tanner. And then as soon as Tanner flipped on her, she's like, I never liked him anyways. So our breakup was mutual.
Oh, I I'm really entertained by her this season, but like, it's so unlikable.
She's very unlikable.
And I think sometimes I think she There was something about this episode where she said something really mean about Jess. I thought like something was weird this episode with her and Jess. And I was like, why is she being so mean to Jess? I don't know. I can't remember.
She was being mean to Jess, but it's like, it was like for no reason.
What was it?
Maybe
what did she roast her? Who? Okay. I'm trying to think.
She might have roasted her. So I think she made a joke about like how Blake is dating a child.
Well, what do you think? Okay.
What how do you old think is Blake
going to do with her rose?
What rose?
Like the next episode.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to give it to Tanner after what he did.
But is she going to give it to Jordan? But then they make it look like she leaves, right?
Yeah. They make it look like somebody else leaves too. They make it look like Kaylee leaves. Yeah.
But I'm sure that's a fake out, but maybe she goes after somebody that leaves.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm really excited for the next episode.
I know, I'm excited too. Are they gonna do a prom again? I remember like last few seasons they always do a prom at the very end.
They have to. I loved that scene of the prom where Andrew and NC got into it with Jasenia. That was so awesome.
That was so good. That was so messy.
Poor NC, man.
Oh my God. It was, she had a breakdown. Like, oh my God, that was bad.
Yeah, they need to do something like that again. Can you imagine Kat like going crazy at the prom? And then Olivia's going to be just like all up in everyone's business. And it's going to be Rachel will be crying. It's going to be great. They have to have a prom.
I hope they have a prom. If they have a prom, we'll bring you back on for that episode because that's going to be so good. All right.
And then we can get maybe Sam and her wardrobe on. Just kidding.
Yeah. Sam's great. I love her. All right. That's the end of this episode. Katie, thank you so much for having the time to come on here. And also to Cora. That was a fun little guest appearance. We love that.
Yeah, she didn't want to. She's like behind on Bachelor of Paradise, so she didn't want to be spoiled.
Okay, that makes sense. I she has some good takes. I respect them.
I'll tell her. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Bye.